WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ahead of D-Day ceremonies in Normandy, France today, President Biden sat down with ABC News World News anchor David Muir, who asked him about Ukrainians using American-made weapons on Russia. The president clarifying and insisting it will not lead to a wider war, saying,
they're authorized to be used in proximity to the border when they're being used on the other side of the border to attack specific targets in Ukraine. We're not authorizing strikes 200 miles into Russia. We're not authorizing strikes on Moscow, on the Kremlin.
World War II veterans joining heads of state and others this morning commemorating 80 years since the Allied invasion that helped lead to the end of World War II. Donald Trump returns to the campaign trail. He'll be in Arizona today. First trip to a battleground state since being convicted in the hush money trial. Dozens of people were killed, including several children, when an Israeli strike hit a school-turned shelter in central Gaza. Israel says it was being used as a Hamas compound. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The manager of the Portage Municipal Airport is stepping down. Paul Phelps, owner of Sunsport Aviation, has resigned as the airport's manager and fixed base operator after 7 months in that position. Phelps was hired in November, and on Monday was his and his aviation company's last official day. This as the Portage Municipal Airport was getting back on track after the threat of shutting down last summer. The main hangar is closed, the terminal building is locked, and a former airport commission member accused of bullying and threatening to burn down a hangar is seeking a temporary restraining order to prevent the city from evicting him from one of his hangars. Pilots are still able to gain access to a small flight planning room on the backside of the building, though a new search for another airport manager is probably in the near future. That may not happen for a number of months. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We may catch a sprinkle or two this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy and windy today. We'll get to 67 for a high, so it will be cooler as well. Wind will be northwest, gusting to around 30 or 35 today. Tonight, clear 53. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 71. Take your summer barbecue to the next level with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Made from Grandpa's original recipe, this stuff is wicked good. GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Gable. Outside now, it's 58.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you are having a great start to your Friday Eve. It is almost a weekend. Here's Tom Petty.
Well, 90s, and more.
Love. 99.7 FM.
Mark Anthony and I Need to Know, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 10 minutes after 7. Good morning, Finn. How are you on a gorgeous Friday Eve?
Good morning, Maddie. Doing great. We're amping up for this epic weekend for Baraboo Rights.
It's going to be a huge weekend.
Circus,
yes.
Celebrations and everything. So we're just kind of taking a little bit of a breather before we head into what is going to be a massive weekend. Yeah,
it is. It's going to be so much fun. I mean, we've been doing these Circus Week live shows over at Circus World during the morning hours. If you haven't caught any of those, you can definitely do that by going over to our Facebook page. They're all over there in perpetuity. So make sure you check those out. We're going to be back over there again today at 9 a.m. for another edition of Circus Week Live. They're going to be talking about circus ministry this morning, which is actually kind of a cool subject. Every year, I don't know if you know this, but before the Big Top shows, they do bless the Big Top show and the performers and all of that. So it's actually a really cool thing. So they're going to get into some of that this morning. So make sure you join us for that. And then, of course, as you mentioned, it all culminates on Saturday morning in downtown Baraboo for the Big Big Top Parade. That's going to step off at 11 a.m. I can't wait. Going to be so much fun. Yeah. It's going to be all the circus wagons and, of course, the animals. And we've got some floats and some marching bands. And Scott O'Donnell and Dave Salutis are going to be down there with me, basically telling you what's going on, giving you a little history of some of the wagons, of course, and then telling you about some of the other things that you're going to see throughout the parade. I mentioned it yesterday. I'm just there to keep us on track. I mean, they are the ones with the brains. They're the ones who actually know what's going on and can tell you. I mean, it's crazy when you sit next to them and we're doing the commentary for the parade, because they're just rattling this stuff off the top of their head, which is insane, because they're giving you dates and years and people and all of that. And I'm like, wow, that's some impressive stuff.
Yeah, but they live and breathe it.
They do, and they love it. And they love it. And there's no better people that could bring you information about what you're seeing during the parade than Scott and Dave. And as long as we're talking about that, remember that if you can't make it to downtown Baraboo to join us on Saturday morning, you still have plenty of opportunities to catch that parade. We're going to be streaming it over on our Facebook page. You can catch it on our YouTube channel. If you are a Spectrum user, that's cable channel 10. If you're an over-the-air antenna user, that is TV 43. So lots of opportunities to watch it, even if you can't be there in person, because it really is truly magical. I mean, we talk about this all the time. We've got a few times of the year where Baraboo is just even more Baraboo-ish than it normally is, right? And this is one of those times, because the circus week, it's just magic. It's just awesome. And I love being down there. I mean, the kiddos get as excited about the circus parade as they do at the light parade seeing Santa at the end. I'm not even joking. I get to watch these little faces. I have a front of, row view to all of the folks who are going to join us down there. And when the kids start seeing the wagons and the clowns, I mean, it is just, their eyes just light up. It's just the coolest thing ever. So I am very fortunate to have that front row view of everybody down there too. So again, make sure you join us this morning for another edition of Circus Week Live, and then in downtown Baraboo on Saturday morning. Now, as long as we're talking about that, though, let's be realistic for just a moment. It's kind of hard to get around Baraboo right now. Now, 8th Avenue Fit is going to be a luxury and so much deserved for everybody who's been waiting for it to be refinished for so many years, right? But right now, it's a little hard to get around Baraboo. And if you go over, if you're a Facebook user, go check out the City of Baraboo's Facebook page, because they actually give you an idea of what's going to be closed as far as roads go Saturday morning. They give you in highlighted areas, it's actually super convenient, where the handicap parking is and where parking in general can be found Saturday morning. Because not only do we have the road construction and the Big Top Parade happening in downtown Baraboo, but Bravo Dance is going to be doing their huge end of the year recital at the Al Ringling Theater. So there's going to be a lot of people basically just kind of converging on downtown Baraboo on Saturday. So we want to make this as easy and as pleasurable for everybody as absolutely possible. So definitely go over to their Facebook page and check out that map so that you can be a little prepared when you come into downtown Baraboo and you kind of know where to go, right? Because it's hard. I get it. Right now, you're like, oh, this was supposed to be opened. It was yesterday. Today, it's closed. I get it. I've been in that route and had to make a little U-turn myself a few different times. And by the way, Highway 33 Reconstruction Project, that's HWY over on Facebook, gives you all of those road closures and all of the great updates as they're going about this construction on 8th Avenue. I need to check it out more often myself. That would be way less U-turns that I have to make. But just think of how fabulous that road's going to be when it's all said and done. And there's some sections that are close to finished already. And oh my gosh, like if you've seen these sections, Finn, you are so excited to get on this entire road, because it is going to be, it's going to be, I said it, it's going to be luxurious.
A glorious thing.
It's going to be amazing. No more covered wagons for us in Baraboo, at least on what it felt like on 8th Avenue. Now, is there anything fun and exciting happening in your world right now? Did you do anything that was a little out of the ordinary yesterday, or just business as usual?
Yeah, you know, rehearsal last night. Really nice. Proud of these. And we've got, you know, theater students from all over the country that are joining us for this Wisconsin Shakespeare Festival. And it's so cool to see, because they're engaged. They're really, sometimes, I'll admit it, there are sometimes with the younger generations where I'm kind of the old guy yelling at the kids to get off the lawn, you know, because, you know, you feel like, oh boy, boy, you're losing some of the greatness that is in
sure.
our world, you know, historically. And they are engaged. They've
awesome.
Done their research. They are very familiar with the Shakespearean world, and it's just so cool to see.
I love that.
Before that, violin lessons, you know, taking the teenager to violin lessons, and again, kind of connecting that thread. I think his favorite music right now is the music of Bach.
Oh,
and
I love
cool,
that.
I'm cool with that, you know? I mean,
sure.
I mean, he likes some of the current day music, but I'm happy that he's much more interested in
oh, yeah.
Bach than the top 40. So that's
right.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny you say that because Dexter's very much the same. Part of his Spotify playlist is a whole section. I think it's got over 200 songs in it right now. Last time he showed me of just classical. I mean, all the way Bach, mm-hmm. Beethoven. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of crazy. And that's the stuff that he listens to when he's doing school. So I can definitely appreciate that. Greg from Waukesha just texted. He's listening in on our stream. So thank you very, very much for
Thanks,
that
Greg.
This morning, Greg. And he's asking about a Shakespeare festival. Is there more you can share with us about that, Finn? Because Greg is very interested.
Oh, well, very cool. Yeah, it's the Wisconsin Shakespeare Festival. It takes place at the Pablo Center Confluence for the Arts in Eau Claire, yes. and it kicks off in the month of July. Romeo and Juliet starts on July 12th, I believe, and we run throughout pretty much the month of July. They're also doing the 12th night, and they're doing, I believe, another original production that's
okay.
kind of tied into the Shakespeare Festival, but yeah, so that's pretty much it's like I said, it's mainly theater students from around the
sure.
country. We have some from Minnesota, we have some students from Chicago, and they camp up in Eau Claire and put on these productions with us, and it's
very cool.
It's very cool.
Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. Well, we are excited to hear more about this, and we're excited to see how it goes for you throughout the month of July as you put on Romeo and Juliet. Now, how are the lines going, though? Because we talked about this. Now, we've talked about this. If you've read any sort of Shakespeare throughout your adulthood, in through your educational process, you know that it is not easy. It is not easy to get a hang of on Shakespeare. Mm. So how's it going with the these, the thous, and all of the Shakespearean?
And that's the thing. You have to make sure it is either a thee or mm-hmm. a thou. Otherwise,
they
thee
mean different
is
things.
In trouble.
Yeah, they mean different things. It really
do.
Is weird.
Yeah, yeah. And it's been, we'll just say it's been a few years since I've done Shakespeare. So, and when you get older, it's a little harder to remember everything.
Sure.
And I play neither Romeo nor Juliet. So, but he still has so much to say. It's like
well,
the guy.
Well, he was one of the main characters that kind of, because
right.
you're playing the friar, right?
I play That's Friar it. Lawrence. Yeah.
Okay. And if you've never read Romeo and Juliet, now you correct me if I'm wrong, and I've read it several different times, he's kind of the guy that kind of narrates for you a
yeah,
little bit.
Yeah, he's kind of the exposition
yes.
guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, he lets you know what's going on and kind of tells you, okay, so here's how this all plays out now, and really kind of leads you into the action. That's what I always thought of Friar mm-hmm. Lawrence as. He's the mm-hmm. dude that's leading you into the action as the action's mm-hmm. about to start. And anytime he came into the whether you were reading it, the manuscript, or if you see him on stage, you know something big is about to go down in Romeo mm. and Juliet mm-hmm. because that's when mm-hmm. Friar Lawrence comes out.
Yeah, so. And he foreshadows a whole bunch of stuff
yes.
that happens later on in the play, so... Spoilers.
Hopefully it's not too much of a spoiler. These are plays that are hundreds of years
they,
old.
They,
and hopefully,
they've been around for a while, yeah.
Hopefully
but I
we've
will
read
say,
them.
I will say that is basically what my day is. I get done off the air and I go right into learning lines. I mean, because
yeah.
it's you cannot stop. And if you take a breather from one monologue, soliloquy, whatever, for a day, you are automatically rusty on it, and you have to go back then and double it. That is what it is.
I don't envy you having to learn Romeo and Juliet lines. I remember trying to read Romeo and Juliet in high school and in college, and I was like, oh, let me parse through this a little bit. Now, I've talked about this before. When my kids were doing sections of Shakespeare as a homeschooling family, I would basically go through it with them, take out all of the Shakespearean language and give them the lines in, you know, more modern terms.
Modern day speak.
Yeah, because then they were kind of like, okay, this is cool. This makes sense. Boy, there's a lot of drama. Oh gosh, there's a lot of backstabbing in Shakespeare. I mean, it was very dramatic. There was also some really great comedy, but you have to parse out all of the Shakespearean language in order to understand all of that.
Exactly. And again, that's why it is so, it's just so refreshing to see all of these young adults who are just so into it. I mean, they have a passion for it. And not only are they, you know, heavily immersed into the world of theater, but they are also just learning this craft, you know, I think is... I have to say, I mean, when you see a lot of current day movies and, you know, it's not always there. So it's very nice to see. Yeah.
Now, you and Greg are going to have to text back and forth because he's also played Friar Lawrence in a modernized version of Romeo and Juliet with some modern music as well. So you guys are going to have to like text back and forth and get some pointers from one another.
Yeah,
so.
Greg, if you got any pointers for me, just, you know, send them my way.
Now, I want to talk about music once again, but we want to talk about more of a modern flair because now we've talked about this dude here on Max FM a few different times, and I'm going to give you a little bit of an earworm to start your day. Did you happen to see that David Lee Roth just released a new cover yesterday?
I've been so busy I noticed it this morning. So
yes,
tell me about this.
Tommy Two Tone's one hit wonder 8675309/Jenny. Except David, you know, being David Lee Roth and having to go out on a limb a little bit, he actually calls his version Jenny Jenny the telephone song. Okay. Now David's cover is pretty true to the original, except he has acoustic guitar and some harmonica. Now, I'm not going to play the whole 3:46 version, but I'm going to play about a minute of this or so that you can really get into the hook. So here we go. Here's David Lee Roth's version. Out there because we know how the rest of the song goes. But, you know, just based off of that, we've seen David Lee Roth do these remakes before. He did California Girls back in the 80s. Yeah. And now he's got what he calls, again, Jenny Jenny the telephone song. So I don't know. What do you think? David Lee still got it? Still doing remakes?
You know, here's what I'll say. It sounds like David Lee Roth. That's the way it is, you know, and I'm a fan of Van Halen. I love the early stuff. I love the Sammy Hagar stuff. In fact, I so miss Eddie Van Halen and just hearing him play guitar. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. But it sounds like Dave.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing that you can say about that song, since that is a new recording, he sounds really good. Like, he sounds actually...
For Dave, yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
I mean, right, uh-huh. Exactly. I mean, his vocals were never the strongest, but...
I always felt Sammy Hagar was a way better vocalist.
Yes,
but,
yes.
But again, I love that. The first three Van Halen albums, you can't beat them. I mean, they're just awesome,
right.
You know?
Right.
He sounds like, he sounds like Dave.
There you go. You can check out the entire Jenny, That Telephone song, because again, it's David Lee Roth. So he had to be a little bit different. I do like the acoustic guitar in there though, because you can definitely hear that. That's really awesome. So I'll give him a few points for that one as well. But check that out. You can find it on the YouTubes. And, you know, earlier this year, he actually did a video of himself dancing to James Brown's Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. So that was kind of a fun video as well.
I did enjoy that. That was fun.
Yeah, you can definitely check that out as well. You know, Greg's texting in here this morning as well, and he says, no, this should not have happened. He says this is a little bit like when Panic at the Disco covered Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. Agreed.
I was trying to be nice.
Agreed. There are some remakes that we just shouldn't hear. You know, and here's the thing, too. 8675309 by Tommy Two Tone, it was a cult classic. I mean, it still is. Everybody knows that song. A lot of people know the number better than they know their own phone number just because of the song. And, you know, that's a hard one to remake. But we'll give David Lee Roth a few
Didn't
props.
You say you saw Tommy Two Tone once?
We did. Oh gosh, this has been so many years ago. It was at a bar in South Dakota. You know, Tommy had an affinity for the ladies who were dressed pretty sexy to be out there. Let's just put it like that. Because he mingled with the crowd. I mean, it's Tommy Two Tone. He had one hit, right? Like, what's he going to do? There was no backstage. It was a beer garden.
Is that the only song he played?
Pretty much. I mean, he started with that one, and then he sang a bunch of covers, and then he ended with that one. And you can tell that people were like, this is the one we know, because everybody was all excited at the start, at the end. And then there was a lot of drinking and mulling and Tommy staring at ladies' chest areas throughout the show as it progressed. So that's pretty much how that sums up. But he was an all around great guy until he got a little handsy with some of the women, because we have photos of that as well. Oh, it was a much different time. We're talking the late 90s, early 2000s, right. People. Much, much different time. Hey, before we talk about weather here, we've got to give everybody a chance to qualify for some really great prizes. It is time for our Word of the Hour with our Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest. A chance to win hourly, daily, and even some really great grand prizes, some staycations in the beautiful state of Wisconsin. Now, if you don't already have your Civic Media app ready to go, you need to go to your Google Store, your Apple Store. It's a free download. And then scroll to the very bottom where you're going to see Max the Mouse. Click on his face so that you can text us this hour's word, which happens to be WIN. W-I-N. That is your word of the hour, so that you can qualify for Wisconsin Dells summer prize packs. That's an hourly prize. You can qualify for our daily prize, which is Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, a pair of those. And then, of course, we've talked about those amazing staycations where we're going to be giving away two of those, and you get your choice of either going to Fort Atkinson and staying at Cottage on the Lake. We're going to include the pontoon in that. Oh, look at the text roll in. WIN is the word of the hour. You can also go to Lake Geneva and stay at Harbor Shores, or you can go to Door County and stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. We even throw in the gas for that. But you can only win any of those things, Finn, if you text right now and qualify with the word of the hour. Again, it is WIN, and we'll keep reminding of you of that until 8 o'clock. Now, if you don't get into the qualifying round this time, it's okay, because we're going to be taking 7 qualifiers every weekday from now until June 14th. So you're going to have a lot of chances all the way through 7 p.m. tonight. Now, let's talk about this forecast here quickly, shall we? It's beautiful right now, but Sean Cable is saying that the clouds are going to roll in this afternoon, and we could see a sprinkle or two. It's going to become windy today as well, down to 60, with a high today of 67. I say down because that is much cooler than what we've seen for the last few days.
True.
Clear down to 53 tonight. Then tomorrow it's going to be gorgeous. Lots of sunshine with a high near 71. Right now it's 57 in time for your community calendar, brought to you by Community First Bank.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. The Big Top Parade returns to downtown Baraboo. It's a full weekend of live entertainment and circus-themed events. And then the Big Top Parade steps off at 11 a.m. You can find all of the details and see the many events that are taking place around the parade and all of the Big Top shows by visiting BigTopParade.com. And of course, the parade will be broadcast on TV 43 and live on the Max FM Facebook page. And also on Saturday, June 8th, it's time for the annual Sauk County Dairy Breakfast. This year, it's going to be hosted at United Dreams Dairy, located in North Freedom. Wonderful breakfast offerings, as well as live entertainment. $8 for adults, $4 for children 7 to 12, and kids are free if they're 6 and under. There will be room to park at the farm. No shuttle buses this year. Just look for the signs. And again, this is going to be happening at United Dreams Dairy, located on Zeck Road in North Freedom. 7 a.m. until 11 a.m., the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast on Saturday, June 8th. And Portage will be hosting its citywide garage sales on Thursday, June 6th through Sunday the 9th. Get all the details by visiting portagewi.com. Click on citywide garage sales and you'll see a map of all the locations that will be participating this year.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Howdy, partners. Have you heard about Wisconsin's newest multi-million dollar dinner attraction? Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show. It's a brand new 700-seat Wild West Dinner Show in the Wisconsin Dells. Why, it's all-you-can-eat golden fried chicken, delicious pulled pork barbecue, and all the fixings. It's the most fun you can have in the Dells. And that's right, I said all-you-can-eat. As for the show, it's the legend of how the Dells became the Dells. Best of all, it's fun for the whole family. And it's the largest Wild West show in the entire USA. You won't believe all the amazing special effects, singers, dancers, musicians, live animals, stunt performers, and more. So hurry. For a limited time only, you can save 20% off June performances by using promo code JUNE20. So giddy up! Go to Sneaky Pete's WildWestDinnerShow.com. That's Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show.com. Yeehaw!
Big deals!
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
7:34 right now. Thank you for joining us this morning. It's Los Lobos. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:36 right now, and we are still taking qualifiers in that Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. Now, if you haven't texted us the word of the hour, you need to do that before 8 o'clock. This hour, it is WIN, W-I-N. All you have to do is use that Civic Media app, pre-download in your Google or your Apple store. Scroll down, find Maximouse's face, and then follow the prompts to text us the word WIN. You're going to qualify for hourly prizes. We're going to give away one of these per hour, a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. You're going to qualify for the daily prize, one winner per day for a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats. And you might even be one of the grand prize winners. We're going to give two of these away. You're going to have your choice of a trip to Fort Atkinson, a stay at Cottage on the Lake, including the pontoon boat. Think about just floating around on a lake all day. Sounds magical. You can choose to go to Lake Geneva and stay at Harbor Shores, or you can choose Door County and stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. We'll even throw in the gas. I don't know how you choose with all of those amazing trips, but you're only going to find out if you qualify. So again, until 8 o'clock, you have the opportunity to do that by texting us the word WIN using your Civic Media app in this statewide contest. All right, we'll remind you a few more times to get that word in so that you can be one of our big qualifiers this morning. A detailed look at your forecast is coming up. Now, Sean Cable's telling me a few more clouds, a little bit more wind, and maybe some sprinkles by this afternoon. He'll tell us more about what we can expect with our forecast coming up in just a moment. We're also going to have sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
The Real Estate Brokerage Network, built for a new era in real estate. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Local Realty is ready to connect you with your forever agent. One of the most highly respected worldwide home ownership services has offices in your community, including Wisconsin Dells and Reedsburg. Visit with Berkshire Hathaway Local Realty licensed professionals June 20th from 5 to 7 at their new Reedsburg location at the office, 2560 East Main Street. Go to bhhslocalrealty.com for more.
Hey, I'm Jimmy. I've been with US Cellular for years now, but when they asked me to tell you about their special customer event, US Days, I said, hey, I get nervous. Maybe we can record it somewhere relaxing, like a hot tub. So that's where I am. Anyway, US Days. Exclusive offers just for US customers, like $1,200 off any phone plus $300 off any tablet. Which I'll be needing because I just dropped mine.
US Days at US Cellular. Exclusive offers just for you, just to say thanks. Right now, get $1,200 off any phone plus $300 off any tablet. Terms apply. Actor portrayal.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. State softball gets started today at Goodman Diamond in Madison. Kenosha Bradford and Cedarburg opened up play in the quarterfinals for Division I. Sun Prairie East and Watertown followed after that. Then Kakana and Hamilton and Milton and New Richmond will all be playing today. It's quarterfinal action for Division I. There's also semifinals for Division IV as Fall Creek and Coleman will meet Cuba City and Urbandale. And then it's the first game of Division V tournament with Thorpe going against Oakfield. Then tomorrow, action continues with the semifinals for Divisions 2, 3, and the other Division 5 semifinal game. All five of those championship games will be held on Saturday, and Goodman Diamond will be the site for it. Girls soccer tournament gets going again today. The Sauk Prairie Eagles, the 4 seed, are going to be at Oregon. Winner of that matchup between the 1 and 4 seed will take on the winner between Elkhorn and Westosia Central. Those two teams meeting today at 6:30. That sectional championship game will be held on Saturday. In Division 3 for Sectional 3, it's McFarland and Evansville. And then on the other side of that, Edgewood going against Belleville New Glarus. Division 1, Kettle Moran and Middleton will meet, with the winner taking on the winner between Madison West and Wanakee. You know, semifinals will be today. Sectional championship games held on Saturday. And then after the action a couple of days ago, the baseball tournament field is set. You can look at the state bracket by going to WIAWI.org and find all the details for all of the tournaments still going on. The Phillies complete the sweep of the Brewers, this time a 2-0 win yesterday. Aaron Nola tossed 7 shutout innings, and another homer from Nick Castellanos was enough to get the win over the crew. Just three hits mustered by the Brewers. The team will get the day off today. They'll remain on the road for three more this weekend as they're in Detroit to face the Tigers. Tigers 31-31 for the season. Crew 36-26 for the year. Game one of the NBA Finals will take place tonight. Mavericks and the Celtics will open up their seven-game series to decide the NBA champion. 7:30 is going to be the tip-off on ABC. Of course, this one in Boston, the top seed. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganker.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We may catch a sprinkle or two this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy and windy today. We'll get to 67 for a high, so it will be cooler as well. Wind will be northwest, gusting to around 30 or 35 today. Tonight, clear 53. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 71. Take your summer barbecue to the next level with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Made from Grandpa's original recipe, this stuff is wicked good. GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Gable. Outside now, it's 61.
99.7 Max FM. 742, birthdays and anniversaries next. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, text us 355-9970. We just talked about this song in David Lee Roth's new version. Sorry, David, we're going with the original. It's Tommy Tune-Tone now. 867-5309 or Jenny. There is Tommy Two Tone, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We love David Lee Roth, Finn, but for our purposes, we're going to go with the original 867-5309 this morning.
And Tommy's again, getting his royalty checks today,
that's right,
isn't he?
That's right. Check out David Lee Roth's version, though, on YouTube if you love yourself a little David Lee Roth early in the morning, I guess. Now, we are still taking qualifiers for about the next 16 minutes or so, 15 now, because the clock just changed before my eyes, for our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. So if you haven't gotten us the word of the hour, you need to do that before 8 o'clock so that we can qualify you for hourly, daily, and our grand prizes. This hour's word is WIN, W-I-N. That is what you need to text us using the Civic Media app so that we can qualify you for some really good stuff. WIN is your word of the hour by 8 o'clock, because we want you to qualify for this hour, and then again, more chances to qualify throughout the day. Now, we have Ben Bromley standing by because it's Thursday, which means it's time for Weekends or Best, and this is a chock full calendar that Ben and I are going to go through this morning. So we'll get to that in just a few minutes, but right now, we got to talk about birthdays and maybe an anniversary or two. Of course, we're going to do a little celebrating this morning on Max FM, and before we jump right into the celebrity side of things, we will remind you that if you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, go ahead and text us this morning, 355-9970, and we will be happy to talk about that person right after we go through our big celebrity list. And we've got some good celebrities on today's list. We're going to start with Aubrey Anderson Emmons. Now, she is one of the characters on one of my all-time favorite shows. She was Lily on Modern Family, Cameron and Mitchell's adopted daughter. She is celebrating her 17th birthday today. If you're a football fan, you know this guy, DeAndre Hopkins. He is the Tennessee Titans wide receiver. He is celebrating his 32nd birthday today. Now, this is a good one for you, Finn, because I know you are a huge fan of the show Lost. Desmond's wife, Penny, actress Sonia Walger, is celebrating her 50th birthday today.
Aww.
Yeah. So fond of Penny on Lost, I take it?
Desmond and Penny, one of television's greatest couples ever. Definitely.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I feel like I needed to be more into Lost. This might be something that, like, I have to go back and watch. Now, I know Phoenix took a little deep dive into Lost for a while. Still a fan?
Yeah.
Or has he?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Right. Good.
Yeah. Still love it.
Yep. See, now you have something to basically relate to the teenager with.
Yeah.
I know that can
At
be hard.
At least you got something, right?
It can one be hard. I get it. Uncle Cracker. He was Kid Rock's DJ, who also had a couple solo hits with Follow Me and the remake of Dobie Gray's Drift Away. He is celebrating his 50th birthday. If you didn't like David Lee Roth's remake of 8675309, you're going to hate Uncle Cracker's remake of Drift Away. Just saying. Uh-huh. James Monkey Schaefer, who is the guitarist for Korn, he is celebrating his 54th birthday. They actually call him Monkey because he has monkey-like feet. So there you go. Max Casella, who is Benny Fazio on The Sopranos, and who doesn't know him as Vinny Delpino on Doogie Howser, MD. My goodness.
There you go.
He is celebrating his 57th birthday today. Paul Giamatti is also 57. He's just an awesome actor, right? He's been in Private Parts, Sideways, Cinderella Man, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, and Straight Outta Compton. Now he's playing Chuck Rhodes on Showtime's Billions. I find him to be an amazingly talented guy who maybe doesn't get as much credit as he should, but he's awesome. Jason Isaacs, who plays Captain Lorca on Star Trek Discovery. He's also Malfoy's dad in the Harry Potter movies and the villain in Mel Gibson's The Patriot. He's celebrating his 61st birthday. Steve Vai, who is a classically trained rock guitarist who's worked with Whitesnake, Frank Zappa, also Johnny Rotten, and even Ozzy Osbourne. He is celebrating his 64th birthday today. Former SNL cast member and host of The Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn. Colin Quinn himself is celebrating his 65th birthday. There's a guy who just kind of fell off the ledge into ambiguity, didn't
he? Uh-huh.
For a while there, he was on absolutely everything that you can possibly imagine. Then all of a sudden, one day we just quit hearing about Colin Quinn. So,
and if I'm not mistaken, one of the few that hasn't been canceled, right?
Right. I don't think so. Yeah.
He didn't do anything. He just kind of fell off the side of the earth.
Yeah, it was just weird. Like, we just never, he was on a game show. He had a bunch of MTV stuff. And then all of a sudden, we just never heard from him again. It was very strange. Jimmy Jam, who is part of that Jimmy Jam Jam, Terry Lewis, like a producing duo who are just, they're like superstars, right? He produced almost all of Janet Jackson's hits. He's also collaborated with Usher, Boyz II Men, Mary J. Blige, Mariah Carey, Prince, TLC, and most importantly, Color Me Bad. We can definitely not forget to put them on the list. Out of all of those legends, Color Me Bad. Yes, he is celebrating his 65th birthday. Now, we've talked a lot here on Max FM about that Michael Jackson 40th anniversary Thriller special that you can catch on Showtime if you stream Showtime. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis obviously play a big part of that because of their ties to the Jackson family, right? Mm-hmm. And as I sit and watch that, you know, you talk about these musical legends and legends in Hollywood that you just kind of need to bubble. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis are a couple of those guys. Like, you feel like you just need to bubble them because of all of the iconic sounds that they have produced and been able to come up with over the years and the awards that they've won for these albums and stuff. And you're like, oh, they're getting older. They're just getting older. And that's scary.
Sometimes you get these producers or producing teams like them that almost, I mean, they become so popular, like Rick Rubin and, you know, the recently deceased Steve Albini, you know, I mean, and the Jam, Terry Jam,
they're
huge celebrities, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Plus, they had played that, like, they were in bands before they started producing. So they've got musical chops behind them as well, not just sitting in a studio, which is kind of cool. Yeah. Bjorn Borg is celebrating a birthday today. She is 68 years old. Of course, she was the Swedish stallion who won the Wimbledon five times in a row from 1976 to 1980 and then retired comfortably at the age of 26. Sandra Bernhard is also celebrating a birthday. She played Nancy on Roseanne, probably one of her biggest roles. She is celebrating her 69th birthday. We have Robert Englund on the list as we wrap up the celebrity side of things. Of course, we know him best as Freddy Krueger in the first eight Nightmare on Elm Street movies. 77 years old for him today. He was replaced by Jackie Earle Haley when they rebooted the franchise. Jackie is actually the only person other than England to play that role. So a little trivia for you if you, you know, have a game of Trivial Pursuit on the horizon. Mm-hmm. I just want to help people win these things, you know, like whatever the prize is, and not get a pen thrown at him if you're playing with my husband. That would be
Imagine Freddy Krueger now if it were played by Robert Englund. I mean, that would be like crazy. Freddy Krueger with Geritol and Metamucil.
Exactly. Now, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a fantastic day. And remember, if you are celebrating or know somebody who is, text us 355-9970. Just a few more minutes to get us that word of the hour in the Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest before 8 o'clock. Use your Civic Media app to text us the word win. And let's take a quick look at the forecast here before we jump over to Ben Bromley. A sprinkle or two possible this afternoon, otherwise becoming mostly cloudy and windy today. Cooler as well, only 67 for a high. Clear down to 53 tonight, then mostly sunny, 71 tomorrow. Right now it is 61. It is time for Weekends Are Best here on Max FM. Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce joins us next to tell us what's going on this weekend in Baraboo, and it is a big list, I promise. Weekends Are Best brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hosting a graduation bash? Let Pizza Ranch in Baraboo handle the catering. Call 608-448-2215 to book your delicious spread. Plus, don't worry about our ongoing construction. Our buffets are still running from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Come enjoy the all-day buffet while we work on the new fun zone at the Pizza Ranch in Baraboo.
It's time for Weekends Are Best here on Max FM, and joining me right now from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is Ben Bromley. How are you today?
We are ready for the Big Top Parade.
Oh, it is going to be such a great event. And I mean, our calendar basically tells you how chock full this next few days is going to be as we get into the circus spirit and really just do a lot of other stuff around Baraboo as well. So I think we just need to jump right in because there's a few events tonight as well. So tell us what's going on this calendar, Ben.
Exactly right. So the circus parade weekend gets kicked off tonight in style. This is a great synergy. It's the kickoff of the circus weekend, but also opening night for concerts on the square.
Yes.
Professor Stitch's original circus band will perform tonight. Of course, that's a free concert on the courthouse lawn, 7 p.m.
Now, we will make sure to say this every week as well, but Sean, it's beautiful right now. Let's be honest. Lots of sun, a little breeze. Now, we're being told that there is a chance for some sprinkles by later this afternoon. Nothing that should be too much of a washout. However, this is important information to know going forward as well. If by chance the weather gets a little yucky, right, or it's a little rainy, those concerts on the square simply move right across the street into the Al Ringling Theater. So a win-win situation. You still get that free show. Mary Edwards Ice Cream, because that's the most important part of the evening. You still get maybe an opportunity to enjoy one of her ice cream cookies, and you still get some fabulous music as well. Plus, you're in the Al Ringling Theater. So how can you go wrong there? But make sure you join us in downtown Baraboo tonight. This is going to be a great way to get you into the circus spirit if you aren't already. Now, we do have other events happening along the way. So tell us what else we've got on our calendar.
Well, sure. Let's move forward to Friday. We've got some live music options for you. So at Broken Bottle Winery, Matt Schmidt is going to be performing. So Broken Bottle, just up the road between Baraboo and the Dells. Matt Schmidt's going to perform from 5:30 to 8:30. And then they've got big doings at Balanced Rock tomorrow night. They've got the Summer Night Market. So that's going to go from 6 until 9. And that's going to include some live music. A couple of local favorites, Caleb Woods and Ron Granberg, will be performing. That's going to be from roughly that same time frame, 6 to 8:30.
All right. So beautiful scenery, a few adult beverages. Doesn't get much better than that. Now, what else do we have going on this weekend?
Let's kick it forward to Saturday. So you and
Big
I always, right? We always talk about the farmer's market. Now, of course, that gets moved up the street on Circus Parade week. So it'll still be there. It'll just be up Oak Street a little bit. And my understanding is there is not a West Baraboo market on this particular Saturday. Partly because we're going to be using the Slumberland parking lot for a park and ride lot. So for folks who may be coming from outside the area, or they've got family who are, we recommend people park either at Slumberland on the west side or at Circus World. We're going to be running shuttle buses from 9 until almost 3, so you can get to the parade route that way. But getting back to our calendar of events, of course, Segway alert.
Yes,
Big Top
yes.
Parade, 11 a.m. Saturday.
Can't wait.
It's going to be the traditional route down Broadway and around the square. We've got more than 80 units lined up. We've got 8 bands. It's going to be all kinds of great entertainment. So we hope folks check out the parade at 11. And then, in fact, you should get there early. We are reminding people that downtown street access is going to get cut off at around 9.
Yeah.
So other than the side, you can still get in on the side streets, but the main arteries are going to be shut down around 9. But the good news is we have some pre-parade entertainment.
Yep.
We have the Wild Rumpus Circus performing at 9:30.
They're
We're
awesome.
We're going to have the Forward Marching Band at 10:30. The UW Band is going to be running around. So there will be things to do. You won't just be sitting there bored waiting for the parade.
Oh, no. Gosh, we don't let that happen in Baraboo. We're never bored. We always have fun things going on. And it really, truly is going to be a great time. So get down to Baraboo and enjoy all of it. We did mention earlier this morning as well that if you go over to the City of Baraboo Facebook page, too, and you might know a little bit more about this, they've got a nice map. So if you need handicap parking, maybe you're thinking you'd rather do something other than the shuttles, something like that, they've got a nice map of where you can actually park your yourself if you don't want to do the park and ride, where to get access to the handicap parking. Because, well, not only is it Big Top Parade weekend, Ben, but Bravo Dance Center is also going to be having their big recital over in the Al Ringling Theater. So there's just going to be a lot of happenings downtown Baraboo on Saturday morning. It's going to be a whole lot of fun, though. I think we can